This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Fox News alert now. The mother of all bombs is the nickname, taking out three dozen ISIS fighters in a targeted attack on a tunnel complex at the Afghan-Pakistan border.
That bomb also sending a very strong message to our enemies around the world.
Here to react, former Navy SEAL Carl Higby on the couch. Carl, good morning. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So give us your overall reaction.
Oh, great. I mean, thumbs up. This is Donald Trump reasserting us on the world stage as the superpower that we are. I'm sick and tired of Obama's limp-wristed foreign policies, pontificating endlessly about what to do. Donald Trump said, there's a problem. Let's go deal with it. Campaign promise was, I'm going to bomb the expletive out of ISIS. Fulfilled.
This was your job when you were Navy SEAL. Tell us more about that, your experience.
So part of what I did is on the ground was calling these airstrikes, you know, lays targets, calling coordinates, things like that for close air support where we drop bombs from any air-to-ground munitions. And this is something that is uniquely American in the sense of our ability to deliver. A lot of countries have air support and things like that, but our ability to put munitions from the air to the ground is unparalleled globally.
It's so precise, too.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I mean, we can put a bomb in a window anywhere in the world with the push of a button, and it's amazing.
But right now, with 8,400 troops there, with ISIS establishing themselves and the right. Taliban reinvigorated, and an Afghan government struggling to stand up, where do we go forward from here? Besides this tunnel complex, we're going to need to look at the bigger picture.
Oh, yeah, and this is not something that's going to be solved with one thing. But the thing is, there are much better munitions we could have used to solve this tunnel problem. We have penetrating munitions that could go down and blow things up. This NOAB was sent for a reason. It was sent to send a message to the world that we are going to push the envelope. We're going to do what it takes, and we're going to use every ounce of military might that we have to kill ISIS.
Are you comfortable with the Secretary of Defense having so much power, the chief executive giving him that type of initiative?
Oh, yeah, that's what's been lacking under Obama's 8 years, is the autonomy to fight a war as we see fit. I mean, look, you've had people, these bureaucrats, running war scenarios that have never experienced war, that don't understand what they're doing, and Trump said, hey, look, Mattis, you are the expert here. You do what you got to do, and I got your back.
Well, and you were at JTAC in Afghanistan. You had you said you dropped upwards of 2,000-pound bombs. These are 10
yeah.
times that. So you understand that force, but you've got to have the ability to make a decision as a commander in
right.
in theater, and that's what President Trump is giving to the
commander. That's what it was under when I was there in 2007 under Bush. We were able to drop bombs whenever we saw fit, whenever we said that our lives were in danger and we needed to. When we were there under Obama, there was an approval process where if you were in a gunfight, you had to call up who had to call up who had to
yep.
call up, and then had to come back down the same way. So you couldn't get the munitions on the ground by the time the firefight was over, or, you know, guys were dying in the middle of it.
Is that why ISIS grew?
I mean, you can't say that's exactly why ISIS grew, but definitely the rules of engagement, the lack of fortitude from President Obama was a huge contributing factor.
Again, the echo, rules of engagement. We heard this earlier in the week with Captain Roger Hill about his book, Rules of Engagement, a big issue, and this has been something that has been discussed widely by military experts, you know, former Pentagon officials like Michael Rubin. You know, this has been an ongoing problem. You know, I say, not that we love war, but as they say, you know, you may not be interested in war. War is interested in you. You know, the Bible says, you know, there is a time for war and a time for peace. And, you know, basically the inference is, God forbid, that you're on the wrong time and you're reading it wrong when there's supposed to be peace. And if you're at war, or if you're at you're at peace and war is coming at you, you know, so you need to be prepared for these things. But I'm a firm believer that when it's time for the military to come in, you let the military do what they do best. They break things. Yes, it's devastating. But meanwhile, the enemy is continuing to take advantage of our compassion. And here we are, extremely vulnerable and open. But interestingly enough, this bomb is titled Moab, huh? Does that ring any bells for you? Something from the Old Testament. The mother of all bombs makes its impact against ISIS tunnels in Afghanistan. About the closest thing that America has come to releasing a nuclear bomb. Not exactly, but incredibly devastating when you consider the amount of ordnance that was involved in Moab, the mother of all bombs. The conversation continues. Thank you for being with us. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. It's Good Friday all over the place. This is Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. And you want to get involved in the conversation, hashtag BML Talk. And if you're so disposed that you want to send me an email, by all means, we'd love to hear from you. Good, bad, indifferent. Let me know your thoughts. Your opinion does really count. It's Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, it is time for our favorite historian. Yes, the one, the only, you know who I'm talking about, Bruce Kaufman, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. His work has appeared in magazines and newspapers nationwide. He regularly lectures on a number of historic topics. So when he comes to lecture, make sure you bring your legal pad, your number 2 Ticonderoga pencil. Get ready to take notes because we always have a lot of fun. Hey, Mr. Bruce, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill, and happy Good Friday to you and all your listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so much to talk about geopolitically, but I do want to talk about the most important thing, and it's something that is somewhat overlooked, and I appreciate days like Good Friday because it causes us to stop and, as the Bible says, Selah. You know, you see that in, particularly in the book of Psalms, Selah, which is, you know, time to pause, time to meditate. You just read something that was significant and you need to consider. And for us across this country, around the world, this is a Selah moment to take a pause and consider Good Friday. What Good Friday represented here for humanity, the historical context of it all, the impact that one man, one God, came to earth, said he was God. I don't know of any other religious leader who came and said he is God, fulfilled hundreds of prophecies. They said he was going to be coming. And exactly as they said he was going to come, he came. People had a different idea as to what he was supposed to do. They saw him as a king riding into Israel and saving the children of Israel. But that wasn't his plan. He had a grander plan, such is the case as God all the time. You know, we pray, we ask God for answers, and he gives us an answer that's beyond our own imagination. And here, case in point, once again, God delivers beyond our expectation. He sends his son who delivers not only the Jews, but Gentiles and those who are willing to acknowledge him as Lord and as Savior, as the Son of God. No other religious figure has come on the scene to make such a pronouncement, to say that he was going to die. He predicted his death. He predicted how he was going to die and that in 3 days he would rise again. And Bruce, they keep checking tombs and the tomb is still empty.
Yes, the tomb is still empty, Bill. And as you say, he was, yes, Jesus predicted his death. He, I wouldn't say he looked forward to his death, but he understood that he was to die to cleanse the world of its sins. That was God's plan, and he was willing to be God's servant in that sense. And today we have 2.2 billion Christians around the planet who consider Jesus the Son of God and who believe that he did die for our sins. And the one thing I like to point out is Jesus was crucified by the Roman Empire. But Jesus, faith in Jesus has outlasted the Roman Empire by nearly two millennia.
Yes. Yeah, most amazing, all things considered. They are a bit of a dot in history. They were a player in this this whole magnificent unveiling and the opening up, the tearing of the curtain that separated man from God. And Jesus said, no more.
Yep, absolutely.
You have direct access to God, right?
Yep, that comes from the Gospel of Mark. Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting that the centurion who was in charge of crucifying Jesus, after Jesus died, the second he died, the curtain of the temple was ripped open, which signified that God is now, people can be in direct communication with God thanks to Jesus' sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And the centurion saw that the temple curtain had been ripped. And this is the man who mocked Jesus. This is the man who led the crucifixion of Jesus. And his words were, truly, looking at the ripped curtain, he said, truly, this is the Son of God.
Well, the manner in which he died as well had to be so dramatic. I mean, you have an earthquake, the darkening of the skies,
right,
the tearing of this curtain. And this curtain wasn't just, I mean, something like a shower curtain. This was a very thick, man-made curtain, and for it to tear from top to bottom on its own, seemingly, all these things were so impactful that the centurion had to say, whoa, this is something beyond our comprehension that had to come. I mean, and this is coming from people who had witnessed the miracles of Jesus, the lame walking, the blind seeing, the deaf being able to hear again, the incredible miracles that had been performed all around. They were witnesses to all these. And I think back, you know, when you go back into the Old Testament, you think of the children of Israel when they escaped, because we had celebrated Passover earlier in the week, and what Passover was all about, it was their liberation from Egypt. And what preceded that liberation was the hand of God moving. You talk about signs. And this is why when people asked about a sign, they said, well, give us a sign. You know, it's like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You know, you got the sun rising every morning, the moon going out at night, coming up at night. You got signs all around you. What more, and not to mention historically, you guys revel in your history and what the Jewish nation is all about, and you tell me you want another sign. You know, God is yelling at you with signs. What else do you want?
Right. It's interesting, too, because one of the reasons, I mean, the guy who, after Jesus, one of the most fascinating people in the Gospels is Pontius Pilate. Mm. And what we have to remember is that the Roman Empire, Pontius Pilate was actually not usually in Jerusalem. He came to Jerusalem because he was a little bit worried that the trouble could be caused, because the Passover, which is celebrated in Jerusalem, the holy city of the Jewish religion, Passover was a reminder to the Jews that they had been freed from bondage from Egypt. And now here they are in bondage to the Roman Empire. In a large sense. Mm-hmm. So Pontius Pilate and the Roman Empire, the Roman governor, he was worried that there would be some kind of trouble. And then here comes this troublemaker, this rabble-riser, Jesus, who the Sanhedrin, the Jewish leaders, bring to him because they are angry at Jesus. He's throwing the money changers out of the temple and all of those things. He's claiming to be the Son of God. So he comes to Pontius Pilate, and Pontius Pilate examines him, interrogates him, and realizes this guy is not a rabble-rouser. Right. I think from my reading of Pilate, he found Jesus intriguing.
Yes.
And he goes to the Jews and he says, no, this man, I see no reason to crucify this man. But the Jews, the Sanhedrin, and their crowd are absolutely calling for Jesus' crucifixion. And this leaves Pontius Pilate with a problem. If he doesn't crucify Jesus, then the Jews who remember that they're now in bondage to the Roman Empire, and Passover is about a celebration of them fleeing from bondage to the Egyptians. He is worried that the Jews are going to be very angry and disruptive, and so he needs to maintain law and order. And
yeah,
so
he's going to decide, or he'll lose his position. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
The thing is, interestingly enough, is that he stands before the truth. and kind of mockingly says, "What is the truth?" He's almost like given up on it. I'm not searching. And the very answer to the question that he has in his heart stands right before him.
Yep.
And he lets it go.
And he lets it go. That's absolutely right.
Amazing.
He lets it go because he was worried about his position, worried about the law and order mentality of the Roman Empire, worried that...
Bruce, we have to pause it right here. More with Bruce Kaufman after this.
You've heard the phrase, "You are what you eat"? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Truth and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. Our conversation with our favorite historian, Bruce Kaufman, continues as we celebrate and remember and agree to have a Selah moment to meditate on the things of Good Friday and what they represent. Bruce, as you and I were sharing notes back and forth, you had shared with me that you had an incredible opportunity. I mean, your first communion. I mean, when I read this, I go, oh, my gosh, you're taking me back to my altar boy days. Here you are, your first communion. For you and your brother, you take it in St. Peter's in Rome. What an experience. You're 11 years old, right?
And basically, I'll try to make this short. My grandfather was on Dwight Eisenhower's staff at the end of the Second World War, and he and I became very good friends. And so remember that Italy was the enemy for us in the Second World War. So they were an occupied country after the war was over, and Eisenhower sent my grandfather there to Rome as kind of the consul general. So he's a very powerful guy. Mm-hmm. And my grandmother's two wishes were that, one, she got to meet the Pope, and two, that her two grandsons, me and my brother, got to take First Communion in St. Peter's. And my grandfather was able to arrange for both of those things to happen. So, yes, I took First Communion in St. Peter's. And I didn't realize how significant that was back then, but I certainly do now.
Well, there's nothing like the prayers of a grandmother, we've said. Boy, I'll tell you, grandmothers, they have a direct access into heaven and the throne room of God. And what they're praying for, heaven help us.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't mess around. So grandmothers, keep praying, I'm telling you.
My grandfather retired from the Army, a two-star general. My grandmother was the boss of that family.
Yeah, I bet. I bet you and your two stars, I can handle that.
Right.
And you could even have two more. It's still not a problem, right?
Right.
Grandma's in charge here. So, it's an incredible day here around the world, not only in America, that we pause to remember Good Friday and all that represents. As I mentioned to you, we've got one of my favorite sermons coming up from Dr. Tony Campola. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. A great remembrance of what people thought was happening on Friday. As you say, you got the centurion who says, surely this is God. The apostles, they're dispersed just as Jesus said would happen. They would strike the shepherd. The sheep would go in all kinds of directions. You have one of his followers, Judas, betrays him. Another that said, hey, I'll be with you unto death, as predicted, lied. They didn't know what to do. I mean, they were scared to all get out and were hiding themselves, found themselves hiding in a room, except for some of the women who said, hey, look, he's our Lord and we're still here.
Yep, absolutely. The women come out better than the men in many cases in the Gospels.
Yes, right. Yeah, without a doubt. Well, let's transition, if we would, here just a moment into, you mentioned Jefferson's birthday is coming up next week, right?
Well, Jefferson's birthday actually was yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. I'm sorry.
His birthday's on April 13th. Yeah.
Right.
And, of course, you and I discussed Thomas Jefferson many, many times in the sense that the Declaration of Independence was, it's our country's mission statement, the greatest mission statement ever written. And the Constitution and the Bill of Rights were created to put in place all of the ideas that are outlined in the Declaration of Independence.
Mm-hmm. Well, and speaking of the Constitution, one of the big things that's coming that I think that we're on a collision course with once and for all, maybe not once and for all, but certainly it's well overdue, and that is the separation of powers. That keeps cycling back, Bruce. We find where Congress they're the ones that are by design, by the Constitution, are supposed to be the lawmakers. Somehow they have subordinated that position to activist judges, to very aggressive executives in the Oval Office, and I think this is all coming to a head, don't you?
Yes, I do. In fact, you and I have talked many times about how angry or how unfortunate it is that the executive branch has encroached upon the legislative branch in so many areas. President Obama, of course, with all of his executive orders, which basically is an end run around the legislative branch. But we are now seeing it in the courts. Increasingly, that's one of the reasons why the Neil Gorsuch's confirmation was so controversial, because who you get on the court now is really, really important, because the court has taken over so many responsibilities that were that the founding fathers gave to the legislative branch. Okay, so Mike, one of the great Antonin Scalia used to say that the first thing a judge should look at when a case comes before him is, one, should I really be weighing in on this, or is this something that the legislative branch should be handling with?
Right.
Because the founding fathers gave the legislative branch primary responsibility for public policy through the legislation it passes. It gave the executive branch secondary responsibility because the president has the power to either veto or sign that law. Mm-hmm. What is it that those two branches have in common that the judiciary branch does not have? They deal in politics.
Mm-hmm.
They have everything they do, every law Congress passes, every law that the president signs or vetoes, they're making those decisions on political realities. What will their constituents think about this legislation? And politics is about compromise. It's about consensus. To get a law passed, everybody has to give a little, get a little, and so on. You have to horse trade. You have to debate. You have to come to a consensus, and then the law gets passed. And that's a tricky process because there are 535 members of Congress, and there's the president. So the law that is finally passed is based on a consensus. Okay, and it's based on the understanding that the majority of the people will agree that this law is okay. They may not love it because there's so many compromises in it, but they grudgingly accept it. The problem we have today, as the courts take over more and more of the responsibilities the legislative branch should be given, is that a court decision is not based on politics. Okay, it is not based on compromise, consensus, grudging acceptance by the people. It is based on each judge's interpretation of the Constitution. So when you have a Supreme Court ruling, there is no compromise. There is no something for everyone in it. You either have winners and losers. Okay, you have happy winners and angry losers. Roe v. Wade, okay, where was the compromise in that? There were just losers and winners. The losers were the pro-life. The winners were the pro-abortion. And every single year, on January 22nd, for the last 44 years, there's a pro-life march in Washington, D.C., protesting Roe v. Wade because it was not based on compromise. It was based on winners and losers, and the losers are angry. And that is not how the founding fathers intended for public policy to be made.
Exactly. And then here it is. You've got, with the new order from President Trump, it's going back to the states. The states are going to decide who gets the money and whether or not they will continue to fund, Planned Parenthood and other abortion centers, right?
Yes, absolutely, which is, hey, originally how it is supposed to be. Yeah, Roe v. Wade took the power away from the states. And the founding fathers, okay, Roe v. Wade, abortion is not, strictly speaking, a legal issue. It is a cultural, moral, societal issue, whether this is a living person we have in our body that you can abort, you can kill. That is not law. That is politics, and therefore that should be decided by the political process, not the legal process. The only way the courts step in is once the legislation is passed and someone challenges constitutionality, then that's the role that the court should play. But what is happening today is the courts are in the front line of determining public policy, right, not after the fact determining whether the public policy is constitutional.
Well, they've become political, and this is why the fight for Neil Gorsuch was so critical. Because it's in the world of politics, as we've been saying all this week, is we got enough politicians on the field. You know, we've got to make sure we have umpires, right, that know how to call balls and strikes.
Right.
And that's what the Supreme Court is all about, isn't it?
Right. And yes, and they're not just umpires anymore. They've become frontline players, and they have no right to be in that role. And this is, again, as we've discussed, Congress just kind of going along with it.
Exactly. Bruce, remind everybody how they can be in touch with you. We've got about 20 seconds left.
HistoryLessons.net, one word, plural, HistoryLessons.net is my website, and on the website you can sign up, and I will send you my columns and my thinking out loud and everything else that I write in an email.
Yes, this way you get provoked 3 times during the week just for fun. Bruce Kaufman, thank you so much for being with us. Always happy Friday, sir.
Thank you, sir, Bill.
Happy Good Friday.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are number of conditions that could make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is Amazing Grace. This is Amazing Love. Then you will take my place. Then you will bear my cross. You lay down your life.
BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, it's Good Friday all over the world. Welcome, America. Bill Martinez here, coming to you fresh every day, just the way you like me, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. It is just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. The one, the only, Megan Barth is with us, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe, BABE.com, a nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Miss Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing this morning,
Hey,
Bill?
I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much. Well, they're calling it Moab, the mother of all bombs. Hello, Afghanistan, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And now we have reconfigured ourselves as the leader of the free world instead of the retreater of the free world. And in the last 8 years prior to this administration, Barack Obama chose to bomb various countries, whether it was Yemen or Syria, But what he did, and Libya, and the list goes on, but what he did was basically just leave a mess. And Donald Trump had said on the campaign trail that it is a mess, but I don't think Donald Trump understood just how big of an international mess we were in until he got the intel as commander-in-chief.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when Barack Obama decided to bomb Syria and take out some of the trucks that ISIS were using to transport a variety of munitions, he dropped leaflets on the area first. And the leaflets read, get out of your trucks, we're going to bomb you, find a safe space, literally. Mm-hmm. And so we were giving warnings before dropping bombs, and plenty of them. Barack Obama, I think in excess of 20 or so thousand bombs we dropped under Barack Obama, and that just really created more dissension because it didn't really gather any intel. It didn't gather any information like our raid on Yemen did, where we lost a young Marine a few weeks ago.
Right.
But Moab sends a clear signal that America is now repositioning itself, and we're not going to sit idly by as ISIS used an undercover tunnel network in order to, you know, transport munitions and use against our soldiers here and abroad.
Well, the aspect of surprise, big part of any military operation. Donald Trump, though, I will say this. I was a little surprised that he gave warning to Russia, who had to give warning to Syria in the bombing last week of the air base. That certainly made a statement. No warning here as far as Afghanistan is concerned, other than the high leadership of Afghanistan. Of course, that has always been questionable. Under the new regime, a little bit different. I guess there's time for them to prove themselves. But the issue of surprise, very important. Donald Trump has been reluctant, and he has been he's held to the line. I think it's beyond reluctance. He has been principled to say, hey, I'm not going to show my hand like Barack Obama, who says, hey, look, we're going to be out of here in 12 months or 14 months, telling the enemy, hey, just hunker down. Wait for 12 months, and then we'll be out of here, and then you can have your way with the place. This was his strategy, which, you think of the military generals, the flag officers that were around that he eventually got rid of, because you either went along with Barack Obama's foreign policy and the idiocy, and I say idiocy, of some of these military actions that he took, or you were out. And sadly, that's what's happening. But now that you've got the return of order and military, good military strategy being employed here. I mean, look what's happening on all fronts in terms of rule of order. You know, whether it's the border, you've got agents now that are just applauding. They're excited to be out there doing their job. I think the military has a way to go still with rules of engagement. And once they get that squared away, and it seems like it will, they will under Mattis, that things will change here, and we'll have a stronger military that can trust that the government, that we the people are covering their back, and just because there's something that happens in the field of battle, that their whole career and lives are put in jeopardy when they themselves have put their lives on the line, and they have so much to lose here, Megan, and they're making decisions. You know, they're in mere seconds, in nanoseconds, they have to make a decision, life or death. And when you're in that situation, guess what? You don't have a lot of room for error there, do you?
Well, and I'm glad you mentioned rules of engagement, because this is an also important failure that we need to point out from the Barack Obama administration while he played as commander-in-chief. He basically handcuffed our men on the front lines by forcing them to Mirandize the enemy and forcing them to take a shot first before they could return fire. This is politically correct warfare, which is an absolute abject failure. And as Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and John Kerry and Susan Rice and the others, along with his administration, had no problem overthrowing Libya, had no problem overthrowing Mubarak, they created a jihadi training hub in northern Africa. Look at what just happened in Egypt, and it's unfortunate that the press won't talk about it, but we shouldn't be surprised. 47, I think, people were killed on Palm Sunday, Christians,
as
ISIS bombed a church.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in Egypt. You know, thank you. This is Barack Obama's legacy. Mubarak, say what you will about him and his style of leadership, he kept left a very secular state whereby he was able to ally himself with the United States and Israel and fend off ISIS and the rise of terror. The same can be said with Libya. You know, Muammar Gaddafi, say what you will about him, but he did not have chemical weapons. He was not engaged in terrorism. He was basically retiring in a tent, you know, smoking peyote and sleeping with women. I mean, he really was not a threat. But the Barack Obama never sought congressional approval while he was overthrowing Libya or Egypt. Mm-hmm. So I laugh when I hear Tim Kaine come to the stage and wring his hands about the president acting as commander-in-chief, President Donald Trump, utilizing strategic Tomahawk missiles, 59 of them, 60 if it would have been a complete mission, and then Moab. And Moab sends a very clear signal. We chose the strongest bomb in our artillery in order to send a very clear message that the United States is back. The vacuum is not going to be filled with dictators and murderous despots. And we are positioning ourselves and aligning ourselves with the likes of China, who have now moved 150,000 troops to the border in response to, you know, the big fat crazy kid, Kim Jong-il,
with the threat of
nuclear weapons.
Exactly. Well, that bomb, that Moab bomb that you talk about, 21,000-pound bomb, Megan, the largest non-nuclear weapon in the U.S. military arsenal. I mean, this is you talk about impact that this had. And, again, just like the bombing of the Syrian airport, the message that it puts out to all our enemies who have had their way and also our allies who are now starting to reevaluate their relationship with the United States. This is why they were so quick to congratulate Donald Trump, because they knew right away a new sheriff was coming to town. The Obama era dysfunction was over, and they could only hope that Donald Trump was going to fulfill his campaign promises.
Well, absolutely. And Donald Trump on the campaign in Iowa said that he was going to bomb the you-know-what out of ISIS, and that's exactly what he did. Look, this tunnel in the eastern province of Afghanistan was used by Osama bin Laden to transport himself and others to Pakistan and hide out for many years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we knew about this tunnel. Barack Obama knew about this tunnel, and he did zero about it because he was too busy fighting the war on climate change. Under Barack Obama, there was never a war on terror because Islam had nothing to do with the Islamic State of ISIS.
Well, and you mentioned Muammar Gaddafi. Remember what Gaddafi did when he realized that his back was up against the wall. Anything that he had to do with any kind of nuclear development, he turned over to the United States.
That's right.
You know, to Condoleezza Rice. He says, hey, it's all yours, the whole deal. And then you bring Hillary Clinton into play, and what happens? You know, the dysfunction, the chaos is exacerbated. Thank you very much. The policies of one Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, that's the Democrats working on behalf of we, the people, and the world. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. More from Megan Barth on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. 18 before the top of the hour.
Entire career as a journalist, uncovering the truth. Until the day my wife presented me with the biggest story of my life.
What I felt was something more real than anything I've ever felt in my life.
From the studio that brought you God's Not Dead.
If somebody wanted to do an investigation into Christianity, where would you start?
A reporter on a quest to disprove his wife's newfound faith.
How can we even talk about historical evidence for the resurrection?
The Gospels are filled with contradiction.
Comes face to face with an unexpected outcome.
We all bet our lives on something.
The question is, what's it going to be?
As much as I would like to help out a fellow skeptic, what you're proposing is impossible.
Based on the best-selling book by Lee Strobel.
Do you really want to know the truth, or is your mind already made up?
The Case for Christ. Now playing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Find a theater at thecaseforchristmovie.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Chirakuri, a board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. Every day, I see many patients whose lives would be enriched by hearing aids, but who simply cannot afford the thousands of dollars needed to pay for them. I made it my mission to find a way to manufacture medical-grade, affordable hearing aids. Working with other doctors and audiologists, I developed the MD Hearing Aid Air, which costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids.
See how the MD Hearing Aid Air can help you once again enjoy conversations, even in noisy places. Call 1-800-416-1526 to speak with one of their trained specialists. Reconnect with your life with MD Hearing Aids affordable quality hearing solutions at a fraction of the cost of custom hearing aids. Right now, take advantage of their exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-416-1526. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-416-1526.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
He's alive. He's alive. He's alive, and I'm forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive, and I'm forgiven. Heaven's gates.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around this country or around the world via shortwave, hey, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Great to have you along with us. Our conversation with Megan Barth continues, founder and proprietor of Reagan Babe. That's BABE.com. I know it used to be Baby, but her website got hijacked, but I guess we got the new website coming next week, right?
Yeah, ReaganBabe.com. It'll be a whole new look. It's an evolution from Reagan Baby. I still might have a case to regain my old domain back. However, I'll be in discussions with another lawyer next week. But that's a long process. And so in the interim, I've gone with ReaganBabe.com based on legal, sound legal advice. And we're going to relaunch next week with a whole new look and some new articles.
Well, good.
Related to the truth, yeah.
Well, Babe sounds a little bit more mature, maybe, huh?
Doesn't it? Yes.
Yeah, I think, you know, I was going to say sexy, but that might be misogynist.
Oh, whatever.
Slap me against the forehead or something. Well,
if I have to be sexy, I'll be sexy.
This is the thing. See, this is the thing I love about you. You know, you're so confident about who you are is that none of that stuff matters, you know? So
no.
It just goes. But it is ReaganBabe, BABE.com.
Yes.
So if you've been going
my
to Baby.
College, you know, when I was growing up, Bill, I didn't have safe spaces. There were no,
yes.
You know, there were no safe spaces even in life, and there still isn't. And so this next generation is going to have a very hard lesson to learn when they get out in the real world and they realize that their feelings don't pay the bills.
Yeah, and I hope they're hearing us because we're not saying this to make fun of them. It's just we know what's ahead. We've been there. We've paid the price. There's some things that are consistent, and that is that it's tough. It is hard, and you've got to fight your way through, but stay the course. And but you got to be tough about it, because otherwise, if you're going around sucking your thumb, lying around in the fetal position, the world's going to pass you by. And right now, the world is postured to explode, and by exploding, not necessarily Moab type of explosion. Although if we got that crazy fat kid in North Korea going nuts, maybe we might have a little bit of that. But I'm talking about in terms of opportunity that's available, Megan, and I know that's your heart as well. And we want to see this next generation come in like gangbusters, get to the starting line, get ready to take on these 6-7 figure jobs that are just around the corner. And forget about, minimum wage. I'm not a minimum wage kind of guy, and I really want to encourage you to be a maximum wage type of person, because those are the kind of opportunities that are here, and especially under this new administration.
Yeah, absolutely. And we just saw, the winning keeps happening as far as Donald Trump's agenda. President Donald Trump, he's literally erased through executive order many of Barack Obama's executive orders, but thereby erasing Barack Obama's legacy, freeing up the market, inviting businesses back into our country, where Toyota, I believe it was, or Nissan, is building a $1.7 billion plant here in the U.S. And that's just a long line of businesses that are going to attract, new jobs and create growth. Look, right. The Democrats, the progressives, are very good at mainstreaming mediocrity.
Yeah, but real quick, progressive in what direction?
Well, exactly. So when they say that they're progressive, I'm like, well, where are you progressing to?
Yes.
The last 8 years of Barack Obama gave us an average of a 0.9% GDP. That is not progress. He's the only president that didn't achieve a 4% GDP during his term. And 94% of the jobs created under Barack Obama were part-time jobs. How is that progress?
Mm-hmm.
And then when we look at the economic policies of the Democrats, they always want to scream income inequality. There's too much income inequality. Well, if the Democrats had a corner on or a solution for income inequality, then California would be the richest state. And we look at California, and everyone's fleeing because of the income inequality.
Exactly.
They just had to pass one of the largest tax increases again on the middle class and the working class, gas tax, car registration tax, et cetera, to fill the debt hole that they've created by trying to, tackle climate change and income inequality. It's only
not to mention all the sanctuary cities.
Correct.
Not to mention all the sanctuary cities they're developing and all the freebies they're handing out.
Right.
And meanwhile, they're losing jobs left and right and businesses. And their governor says with a straight face, "Hey, we've increased. We brought all these new jobs." Wait a minute, you're not even at net zero yet.
That's right. That's right. And so it's just one big fat lie that the progressives have sold based on some sort of platform of altruism or something like that. So you have a lot of impressionable youth that will grow up thinking that they're Democrats, but once they get their first paycheck, they realize that they're probably better aligned with a smaller government Republican Party, and hopefully that's what we'll have under Trump. Because honestly, both parties have mimicked each other for far too long as far as going along to get along to grow the government, and that has been a recipe for disaster. And
exactly.
That's frankly why Donald Trump was elected, because they wanted a businessman to come in and reorganize government, destroy the administrative state, like Steve Bannon says, and really shrink down government to its core competencies and allow the free market to create jobs. What a concept.
Exactly. Well, look what Mick Mulvaney has been doing. You talk about bringing business principles to government. I mean, all these bureaucrats, they're like, they're like a cockroach just hoping the lights stay off on them, because they are scattering right now, because the light of business acumen and reason is entering into the Beltway, and it's got people running scared, Megan.
Yeah, absolutely. And, when you look at Trump's budget overall, I would say it was a scalpel of a budget instead of a hat. It was a scalpel taken to the budget instead of a hatchet.
Yeah, nothing as goofy as sequester, right?
Right, exactly. When you look at how much money Barack Obama expanded the federal bureaucracies, which in turn he weaponized against mm-hmm. the American people, his political enemies that didn't agree with him, and he even went so far as to weaponize our intelligence agencies. And that is the most dangerous of them all. When our intelligence agencies are used for opposition research mm-hmm. on a political party instead of used for our national safety and security, we have very large issues that we need to address in order to drain the swamp. And the first must start with the intelligence agencies, as well as other bureaucracies like the IRS, whereby now the House Committee on the House, I'm not sure who, but the House is going to vote to hold Lois Lerner and bring criminal charges against her. And that's one step in a long line of many that need to be taken against former administration officials.
Well, supposedly they're also going to take up the issue of Hillary Clinton's emails again, too. So this is
absolutely I am so glad to hear that. I had not heard that until now. Those emails that she destroyed that were housed on her private server that no one was supposed to know about, and thank God for the Benghazi Committee on finding it. Those emails were part of our national archive. She had zero business just unilaterally erasing what she thought should be public and what she shouldn't. That was not her role. If she acted extremely carelessly, like James Comey wants to claim, then James Comey needs to be brought forward again, and James Comey needs to, honestly, be removed, because he is part of that politicization, the politicization of our intelligence agencies.
Exactly.
There is no trust. The American people don't trust government, and there needs to be a restored trust in government.
No question. As you mentioned, all these three-letter agencies in our government have been weaponized by the progressives, by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. And we've got the deep state still in operation. But Donald Trump, to his credit and the staff's credit, is doing what they can to ferret this out. Looking ahead next week, what seems to be coming out of the White House right now is a combination of Survivor and Game of Thrones here. What's going on?
You know, every morning
he loves a reality show. We got to have reality.
I mean, I have no idea what to expect, quite frankly. I have zero idea. But what I am, when we look at domestic policy here, I think really that's what people are waiting for. We're dying for some tax reform. We need to have Obamacare repealed, not necessarily replaced with a big government solution. That's not a conservative principle, nor is it going to drive down costs in the healthcare market. Mm-hmm. Then we look at what Jeff Sessions said just this week in Nogales, that the border is no longer open for business. And so we also see that Texas is creating a whole new detention center, which is needed to house criminal illegals before they're deported. And so, you know, the safety and the security, people vote with their pocketbooks. People trust, people vote for a leader who they can trust. And Trump is filling his campaign promises one by one. And so we'll see what he has remaining and on the table for next week.
And
I don't want to predict anything because I can't.
Well, I think he still needs to be careful about Bannon. Bannon still represents a critical part of the base. There's no question.
Absolutely.
And, you know, speaking of Game of Survivor, he's kind of out there on his own, as one commentator had suggested, and I might agree with them, is that Bannon missed an opportunity to bring people in who were of like mind. And meanwhile, you've got the moderates coming in mass numbers, and these agencies are building up, you know, have their people around them. And meanwhile, you have Bannon and maybe Kellyanne Conway. I mean, you need a lot more people in that to make sure you maintain the ear of the president and maintain place. But I think it'd be a big mistake for Donald Trump to exit him out of the administration, because Bannon, though he wasn't the only reason that got him to the dance, he was a big part of it, I still believe.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.